just that the department is, there is a slow pace in giving people title deeds, both pre and post, and therefore the recommendation is that the department must fast track that program. So you don't have to correct English as we proceed. Just talk to the observation and we proceed, and then the English, you are employed to do that. But we know what we have observed. We don't have a problem with that. So,
okay.
So can we proceed, Sherry?
Yeah.
Or will Colissa can do it if you feel you don't see it properly.
No, just I do see properly, Chair.
Okay, all right.
But even though I'm employed as content advisor, my specialty field is water and sanitation. However, I am assisting human settlements with
okay.
Okay, the recommendations. Full title deeds and backlog of new housing. Improve and fast track the delivery of title deeds. The growing backlog of title deeds transfer require unblocking. The second observation.
Chair, sorry. From what Mr. Mthala said, we need to make sure that we are in the right direction. Pre-1994, there were no title deeds for government housing.
Mm-hmm.
So, that... And then when you said both pre-1994, there were no title deeds for black people on the state house.
Department should really look
at increasing the subsidy to further reduce those people in the gap market.
I think that the lateral resolution to the note is correct. But I think in a being of debt over mind, you must know that FLIPS has now been changed to help me buy a house. And it must be mentioned somewhere at some point that FLIPS will become a help me buy a house as a name given the new bank that is starting up.
Yes, you are right. Those things will come into the new plan because they help me buy a house. Mm-hmm. It's not here in the annual report.
Yeah.
It will come late. Honorable Iris?
Chair, there's another thing for this flip housing. I was looking at this in Georgia that is positive. And you're right when you say that now that house is now that house is standing there, nobody's occupying that house because the people don't qualify as a bank. However, there's a group of people that we miss because they say to qualify for the RDP house you need to earn less than 3,000, am I right by saying that? But then for the flip, but then there's that gap, that people that are getting their salary between 5,000 and what is the entry for the flip? But then the banks, the money that they earn are more. They don't qualify for the RDP houses, neither do they qualify for the flip. How are we going to accommodate that people? Or must we lift the criteria for the RDP for them also
those
to qualify?
Those are
or
the
people what?
Government has mobilized talking to them to say that you will assess Rosina and say Rosina doesn't qualify for 40 rand. Qualifies for 20. Government will then bring the 20 rand and Rosina to then they qualify for the subsidy. So the problem is that Rosina, even if qualify for 20 rand because of the debt, therefore is the criteria of the bank, you know that one. You are not qualifying even to get that 20 rand. So even if government gives you a 20, you're not going to get the 20 from the bank because of the debt. First, we are saying people need to be educated on this issue. But the second thing is that we are saying these people, they are men. Government has to look at progressively increasing this subsidies for these people. If it will depend on the budget. If the budget of government today can accommodate was meant to give to 10,000, for instance, I'm just giving an example, and people are 10,000. We're saying government should look at a plan, at least to increase that 5,000 for businesses so that everybody were able to get those in the gap market. Because in the gap market, we have those that are at the lower level, there are those that qualify, there are those that are indebted. Those that are indebted to help them educate them and assist them too. Because there is a program too from government, this is run by Department of Labor or something, on debt consolidation of your debt and we have to go out of the debt so that you can become credit worthy. So what I think government must be
able to help people to understand that program, assist our people to go out of that debt. But they should progressively increase. If because you will be informed by the population, people that you are working with, people that you're supposed to service, and their categories. Honorable Musala? Honorable Masil, sorry.
Okay,
Musala said you should go.
Oh.
I think, Chair, the remember when we spoke about the non-qualifying and qualifying, we have now moved from that bracket of 3 to 15,000 to 0 to 22,000. Okay. So therefore, that
that issue of people falling off the market up until 2000 is no longer an issue now. But what is important is what you're saying, that those that will not even if they qualify for 1 rand, the bank will have a difficulty. And that it doesn't answer you, putting more facts on what the other was asking. It's for us, but we are resolving in order to oversee that government does what we want them to do. That it should be clear that nobody should be found not qualifying to have a subsidy because he or she is debted. That's why Philips is in the process. So the note and the believing answers that problem.
Yeah, Chair, just a slight correction from Member Mashup. It's 3,501 to 22,000 because the 0 to 3,500 is covered by the RDP, the normal. But actually, Chair, we are out of order. Member Harris took us to be out of order. We are dealing with this matter as it is, in terms of adopting, and we are not debating content of what FLISP is. Maybe let's come back to this.
No, I need to, because we have come in the middle of the financial year, and then now we must deal with the annual report that we are not there, but we have and we have dealt with the APP of this financial year. So this thing that Michelle talks about, that keep those that are appearing on the APP, that we are going to deal with it next year.
Mm.
But the old ones still remain.
Michelle? No. Thank you so much, Chair. No, with regards to the recommendation of the FLIPS, I don't think it's enough by just saying that we mobilize communities to know about the FLIPS program. Mm. You know, pre-1994, the majority of the people that were suppressed in terms of economic development was the black people. Maybe that is the reason why most of our people are now living with debt. So, Mina, I'm saying that why we don't, in terms of that recommendation, we don't extend it further and say that the government must also make sure that the government must also make sure that the government must also make sure that it accommodate those people that are also in debt. Besides, it cannot just be the thing of educating them. We need to have a way of how are we going to accommodate them going forward. Thank you.
Mm. Thank you, Honorable Minister. If you remember, Minister was saying, we going forward, we are, when they were presenting the APP, going forward, there should not even be a person who the house has been taken from her because cannot be able to pay, whether they have lost the job or not. Because our task is to build houses, therefore we should make sure that everybody, those that have houses, retain them, those that are not qualified, you must help. If you look at the APP, because you see the biggest challenge that we have is that we are dealing with the annual report of the past APP, and what the department has already passed as the APP for this financial year, which is supposed to respond to the issues of recommendations. And other things that will be raised will be captured into the other APP of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So we're saying now, government must mobilize and educate people, but government progressively must increase the subsidy to accommodate even those that are indebted. Yes. That's what we're saying. Okay.
Could I just read out the second recommendation?
could it also be the minister should ensure assistance of accessibility to indebted households to banking facilities? Or will that be, hey?
Because I need to say the government department is building a bank. We remember that we have passed the...
That social housing performed below the medium-term strategic target, the framework target, with 13,850 of the targeted 27,000 units achieved. That social housing performed below the, and then the recommendation. The recommendation, improve the delivery of social housing.
Honorable Makala?
No.
Honorable Makala? And then we will follow Honorable Zekian Mahel and Honorable Mvati.
Okay, no, thanks so much. But I don't think our recommendations are talking. Improve the delivery of social housing. What is that? How? I think there must be the how part. I think the person who is writing this report is really very incapacitated. It is not what we said here. There was the how part, how. We can't just say where there is no title deed, we just say there must be unblocking. Where there is no service delivery, it must happen. This is what actually we know very well it must happen, but how? Thank you.
You have noted Seki and Mvana and yourself. Seki is looking at Seki.
Thank you, Chair. Member Mushala. Okay, maybe let me not say Member Mushala. Yes. Chair said when you open here, we are going to strengthen this thing in terms of the content. So we are saying improve the delivery of social housing. In the content of the report, we are going to talk, or we have talked about areas of what this SHRA means to ordinary people. Because the social housing is mainly in relation to SHRA. It's renter. In that report, it will also reflect a question that we raised, that in Cape Town, SHRA reported to us that the city of Cape Town or some people within the city of Cape Town are refusing them to develop because they are saying they don't want low cost houses within the city. And we said we want to be part of that, and want to know how far that report is. So those things will be in the body of the report. But ours now, like Chair says, we are talking about the last year's issues here. So as we move, maybe in the next meeting, Chair, with all of us, we need to say, how do we take our oversight based on the 2019-2020 APP, because the strength of what Member Mshala is saying is in the 2019-2020 APPs. Thank you.
Chair, now what makes me not to be certain exactly about our observation? I understand that the issue that we were concerned about is the way they have managed to reach the target, which is below the target. Now, when you look at the recommendation, really it's not talking direct to the population. Because what needs to happen if they couldn't meet the target, we can't say they must improve just to tell them up. I think we must also allow them to give us plans on how are they going to make up that target to be that 27,000. Thanks, it's so chill.
No, it's good. We
emphasize it again. Honorable members, that's Friday, no?
Yeah. Look, and I think if, because we need to just address the principle of what is that we want to do. And as I said earlier in our earlier discussion, I thought that the report is correct in the protocol. It starts by identifying the challenge of why 26 of the 26 is not achieved, 24 is achieved. It explains that. Then, in a short format of observing and resolving, it responds to the body report. That given that we did not fill posts in time, we did not have consultants in time, we did not meet our target, and therefore, then the issue of bettering means that we must have even fewer positions of vacant positions. It is said in the body report. Therefore, the recommendation does no longer put those steps, but it takes the emphasis that out of all those things that we did not do, better them for the 2019-2020 moving forward. So it is, maybe what Member Mkala is saying in English as first page, Kuri Mahura Akesinama. But it's fine. But if not going to be Mahura. Please, let me start.
No, I think Honorable Mvan and Mkala and Mashiru are speaking the same language, including Honorable Zeke. But when we are saying they must improve, you know, I've got a problem, that's why I'm studying. I don't know where I've thrown my spectacles. So I'm disabled. Okay. Yes, we are saying that social housing, they have not actually met their target, and actually when then we resolve, we look at the reason that they've given, we've asked the question why they've not met the target. One was that there was no available land from Cape Town, which they've targeted to build these houses. Two was that they've started the interaction between themselves and Department of Education on building of school houses. School accommodation took time, therefore they are going to start with the pilot project in the next financial year, because there was no agreement between them and education that they should build the school accommodation, and therefore they said it took time for them interaction with the Department of Education. But now that they've agreed, you remember in the APP they've even targeted Mtata, and what is Mtata? And what, there are three areas that they are going to build school accommodation. Yes. So when we say improve, we're just saying that maybe we should say there should be a forward planning so that you put the target that you know you're going to meet, unlike to start discussion when you have put the target.
Okay, is it possible that we look at the observation as follows? Targets were allocated, the observations from the members, from what I heard now, The targets with allocated budgets must be critically improved, both for social housing and land acquisition and release. So 3 and 4 can we collapse, because that's your observation. And then the recommendation will be the department must provide a progress report on a quarterly basis to ensure service delivery for the citizens. And this must be done in conjunction with the Department of Land Reform. So, okay, this must be done in within the intergovernmental relations framework.
That's the new, we have tried to bring 3 and 4 together, which talk to the same thing, but it must include forward planning. We must emphasize forward planning so that the targets that have been made are being achieved. Can we then proceed to number 5 if members agree with 3 and 4 being collapsed into one? Number 5.
That there was no alignment of financial and non-financial performance outcomes to allow for improved accountability, improved services, delivery, and demonstrating value for money. And then 5 reads, ensure proper planning for the alignment of financial and non-financial performance outcomes to allow for improved accountability, improved service delivery, and demonstrating value for money.
Agree?
Okay.
Agree. Number 6.
That the community schemes ombud service improperly invested in Vendor Building Society, VBS Bank. The recommendation is ensure that the board retrieves funds improperly invested with VBS. Furthermore, there must be consequence management.
Agreed.
Okay. 7, that it remained a challenge for the public entity to determine the total number of community schemes in South Africa as defined by the Community Schemes Ombud Services Act, and as such, the public entity cannot reliably collect all levies due to the entity. As such, the public entity cannot reliably collect all levies.
Okay. And then?
That the CSOS develops a complete database and implement a credible revenue management system that would allow it to collect all levies from all liable schemes. The entity should provide the committee with time frames for the implementation of the revenue system. That's good. Mm-hmm.
Agree?
Mm-hmm. That 8, that the reported performance against predetermined objectives of the departments and entities, specifically NHBRC and NHFC, were not well defined and therefore not verifiable. The department did not exercise adequate oversight. Regarding the reliability of reported performance against predetermined objectives. That's good. Mm-hmm. Recommendations for 8. Ensure that the performance of planning and reporting of the department and its grant beneficiaries is customized in the respective annual performance against predetermined objectives. Enhance the current project and quality management processes by holding the NHBRC, public bodies, and any other key role players accountable for the respective areas of responsibility in the value creation process. The NHRBC should report on the implementation and progress of the action plans to address the audit findings.
Agree?
Mm-hmm. 9. Hmm? 9, that the board of the NHBRC was not transformed.
Yep.
9, ensure that the NHBRC board is transformed to include women, youth and people with disabilities. 10.
Agreed.
This minister should ensure.
Okay. Agreed?
Yes.
Number 10.
Change that poor workmanship and project management remained a challenge, which leads to delays. This problem was further compounded by a lack of community involvement in projects. Okay. Recommendation, the minister should ensure that all new subsidized houses bought by the department are enrolled with the NHBRC to ensure quality houses are built.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. 11, that there was poor utilization of the USDG grant. While expenditure on HSDG was high, the average expenditure rate in fact...
Before you proceed, Sherry, the 10 and 11 goes together. Yes. Let's proceed. The 11, I think the 11 should be 10.2. It must have 10.1 and 10.2, because it's still talking about the beneficiary. It's something else. It's still talking about the HRP, the quality of houses and the, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
No, I don't know, maybe I'll be out of order, but I just want to ask something. The recommendation, the observation, it's saying that poor workmanship and project management remained a challenge, which leads to delay. This problem was further compounded by a lack of community involvement in projects.
Yes.
Then when you look at the recommendation, it doesn't talk to that.
No, it does. That's why I was saying number 11.
Uh-huh.
Number 11 goes with number 10. So we should say it's 10A and 10B. Because number 10B will then say, ensure that the department publicizes the list of beneficiaries to ensure there is transparency and avoid vandalism and illegal occupation of the houses. Yes, that's what I said. Agreed?
Mm-hmm. So, that's for me to say, Chair.
Yes.
Tomorrow we must not come and say the observations are bigger than the...
I think what Honorable has just done, Usabelo, I think was not coming to work because he's wearing shorts. He has released him, so Sharon will continue because we cannot allow her to be in our meeting with Sean. Okay. Let's proceed, Honorable Members. Let's proceed, Honorable Members.
12, that leadership did not exercise effective oversight responsibility over performance information reported in the annual performance report and information technology governance, resulting in repeat audit findings, that there was a fraud or lack of consequence management. 12, recommendation, ensure that the department undertake oversight on the utilization of the USDG, which was raised as a concern by the committee. The committee noted that the spending trends increased exponentially in the last quarter of the financial year.
Which means?
Because then that recommendation 12 will fit in with 10.2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll finish it. Ensure the department undertakes oversight on the utilization of the USDG, which was raised as a concern by the committee. The committee noted that the spending trends increased exponentially in the last quarter of the financial year, which may be deemed or regarded as fiscal dumping. Okay. Then
Okay. 13,
that there was a lack of leadership to guide governance issues within the HDA. 13, ensure that the department strengthens its monitoring and evaluation of provinces to ensure that the HSDG is fully utilized.
This 12, which is supposed to be 11, goes to the, it must be 11B. And then number 14 is the recommendation for SDA. It's 13. It will be 13.
Okay.
We've raised the issue of HDA, which has there was lack of leadership, and then the recommendation then was saying that ensure that the department capacitates the leadership at the HDA to address the governance issues. Agreed?
Yes.
And then...
14?
Which would...
That the department received an unqualified audit report. However, the ACSO made the following material findings. The ACSO was unable to obtain sufficient appropriate audit evidence for reported achievements on a number of indicators due to inadequate technical indicator descriptions, proper performance management systems and processes with formal standard operating procedures that predetermined how the achievement would be measured, monitored and reported. Then you go to 15 on the recommendation. Ensure that the department provides feedback on the implementation and progress of the action plans to address and implement audit findings and report to the committee on a quarterly basis related to transgressions of key control mechanisms and provide progress reports and measures taken to remediate irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure incurred with details of consequence management.
Okay.
16, that regular, accurate and complete performance reports that were supported and evidenced by reliable information was not prepared throughout the financial year. Ensure that the department has proper record keeping and that it is implemented in a timely manner to strengthen the systems with complete, relevant and accurate information.
Agreed.
17, that under program 1, the human resource plan was not fully implemented and this has been a recurring challenge. 17, ensure that regular, accurate and complete performance reports are prepared throughout the financial year.
Okay.
18, that the department did not monitor the governance of the Housing Development Agency. Okay.
Just repeating
okay.
Itself, this one.
Okay, that will go. That's already covered in 13, the governance issue of HDA. And then 18, and linking to observation 17, which is 18, ensure the department, okay, now we will take it out. Okay. Must we put in something on the strengthening of the human resource plan?
Yeah.
19. The target for the number of informal settlement upgrading plans were not met. Only 319 plans were developed out of a planned 500 plans. 19 strengthen the implementation of the informal settlement upgrading program. 20, that some houses were built and left for a long time to be occupied, which creates a problem of vandalism and misallocation.
It's been responded to this place that was.
Our 21, that the role of EAAB, CSOS, and NHBRC were not well known in most rural areas in South Africa. 20, recommendation ensure that the work of EAAB, CSOS, and NHBRC is well communicated to inform people in the rural areas of the services offered by the above mentioned entities.
Okay. It's actually saying inform the people, inform the needy in the rural and urban, because there are other in the urban who need this program, but they are, so it's the needy in the rural and in the urban.
Okay, Ona Lukuru Masala?
No. I think when Shireen will be, I think, revising the report, she must make it richer. You know, the report is so weak.
Mm.
It's like, for example, she did not go to church. The response is, the recommendation is, you must go to church.
Yeah.
She was not sleeping. The recommendation is, go sleep.
Yeah.
It's very, very weak. Shireen, try to work it out so that it can be richer. Thank you.
But with this one, honourable members, you ask the EAB and the CISOs and the NHBRC to say that your work still focused on the urban, the those that were advantaged even before, and then we then said they must extend their operations to the rural areas. To the those that need their services in the rural areas. That's what we said.
Twenty-two.
It will then be 21, because 22 is out. The 20 is out.
That there was general disregard of Treasury regulations and the Public Finance Management Act by CISOS in procurement processes. There's no recommendation.
To ensure the consequence management.
Or compliance.
Compliance and consequence management on the transgressor, because it's very much important.
If you can remember what is it that the, I'm sure they might have been confused by the debate on that particular that behaving and writing. Because the CISOs have given themselves that if you reach 99% of the 100, you have not met your target. So most of the things that they were complaining was on the basis that they were 99%, 98%, and also the fact that the issue of the Johannesburg subletting and letting, they were differing in interpretation as the 26.7 billion. Remember, the interpretation of subletting and letting to them, which they accepted that they thought subletting can be interpreted they explained the difference between them and the older general, that the subletting must not be let's look at that interpretation. We'll find that there was a difference of interpretation on the meaning of having led and sublet to somebody else.
Yes, but we then said
if the ourselves, as we discussed, even if we have raised that, we raised the question to allow the Auditor General to attend to it in the meeting. We said if the statement of the Auditor General goes out, say so, because it has been, they had an opportunity to interact with the department, and then that's their belief. Therefore, we cannot change what the Auditor General is saying. Here we're saying that there must be compliance with regard to treasury regulations. You remember some of the entities, again, they've even raised the issue of some of the regulations of treasury is the one that makes them not to perform. But you cannot then say treasury must change its regulation. It's a process, government process that needs to happen. So ourselves, we should say there should be a compliance and ensure that in procurement processes that are not done correctly, there must be consequence management applied to transgressors of legislation. I think it should be like that. Agreed? Sharon, the last one?
That there were no social housing units completed in the Northern Cape. Ensure that the Northern Cape Department of Human Settlements includes social housing in the planning and building processes.
Okay. Agreed. So those are the observations and the recommendations. Can I get the mover for the adoption of the report with the amendments that have been made and corrections and English that need to be dealt with? Honorable Mvana?
Chair, I move with amendments.
Thank you very much. Seconda? Thank you.
I support you, but I wanted to talk first.
Okay.
Then I support and stop.
Okay.
And if you could allow me to talk to another man.
No, I'm listening, Honorable Sage.
Okay.
No, Chair, maybe supporting Member Mshala. Well, that's a good support. Okay. No, Chair, I was saying that Chair, go back and talk to the staff. And really, because this report reflects us members. And it can be correct. We are led here by the chair. As the ANC, we are led by the whip. So as ANC, these are our two leaders. To come with a report like this to the meeting is not good. And chair, please talk to them in a very hard way. This report that we are adopting today is our report. It's not a departmental report. It's a committee's report. We have approved the department's plan. On certain plans, the department has promised to deliver. Ours is to look at how far that has the department has delivered and how. What are the derailments of that delivery? Futuristically, how is the department seeking to correct that? We need to be very emphatic on that. In all your programs, the department have got four programs. In all the programs where it reflects cut and paste, the report says it was because of not filling vacant position. Because as it continues, it contradicts itself, it says, because there was no money or cutting of budget, we could not fill those positions. Exactly which one should we take? The USDG, in 9 months, or maybe check a new page to item, just as an example.
We've agreed.
I'm assisting you to go and do that.
No, no, but you can do that even after, so that you don't delay.
Okay, let me close. Let me close with it.
Let me stop.
So,
I said, honorable members, we had management meeting to correct the report, but the report came the same way as I corrected it in the management meeting. For instance, you look at some of the issues as we have raised. We've tried to correct them, they come back as they are. Unfortunately, the author of the report is not here. Mm-hmm. So we'll be directing these things to the wrong people. Sherin is here making sure that things get corrected and we then have a report to place. Honorable Mashego has even indicated in the last meeting the behavior of the staff. We've discussed it and we said that in the management with them, we're going to take the matter with the relevant authorities until we reach to the speaker for them to attend to the issue of staff. So we've dealt with the matter of the report and the corrections and asked them to improve. And we promise that we are going to make sure that they do what they are supposed to do, because that was their employees to do. I cannot write their reports when they are earning salaries. So they must do it, and we will go to the relevant authorities. The unfortunate part is that the system in the parliament is working differently like any other system that you might understand. You have the coordinator of the committee who's reporting to another manager. You have the secretary and the content advisor reporting to another manager. Researchers reporting to another manager. Who else? Media person reporting to another manager. So the process to deal with those individuals means that you must go through that process to correct them. So it's not that even when they are here, they are not accountable. They are accountable to the committee, but there is nothing that you can do without actually following that process as outlined by Parliament. You must go to their managers, raise the concerns. I will go to the chair of chairs, of course, because I report to the chair of chairs. I don't report to the managers, their managers. You see the difficulty part of it. Mm-hmm. So the chair of chairs has to call them and attend to the matter first. So I don't report to the manager. I cannot talk to the manager. So that is the problem that we have in Parliament, which the speaker from the beginning has raised it as a concern, and they are saying they are busy with their strategic plan. They will actually even look at how the staffing has been done in Parliament, which he believes is wrong because it does not assist members as they are supposed to be assisted. So I just wanted to say we are attending to it, not that we don't see some of the things we've met. So it's just because I've called him. Usabelo was not coming to the meeting. I said, how do we deal with your report when you are absent? Then you must come to the meeting. So he says, I'm informal, I can come so that members can see. So I said, come, so that you can see. This man was not prepared to come to the meeting when he's supposed to deal with the report. Is this report, and it? Mm-hmm. He's supposed to present the report to the committee. So that's why I said he must come, so that you can see that if this man was not ready to come, is evidence that will put through as we interact with management. So, Honorable Mukhlal.
So much, Chairperson, for giving us an update. I hope we're going to follow up on the matter of Saben. We must not crucify all the staff here because some of them are doing their work properly. Let's focus on Sabelo for now. Try to push so that he can either be given a warning or be told to take his job seriously. We are a black government, so we don't want to see our people suffering since we are talking for the for our problem, the people. So let them take their jobs serious and ensure that when they are given the task, they complete the task in time and properly. Thank you so much, Chair. So I was just saying, let's not crucify all the staff. Some are doing very well. Let's focus on Sabelo for now. Thank you.
No, but in the meeting that I was, I got the report on the coordinator of the committee. The behavior in the meeting, refusing to call, just to call people to come in the meeting. He said it's not his task, but he's a coordinator of the committee. So Sherine has to leave to take minutes to go and call the staff when he was there. So it will not be Sabel only. So those that are not doing the job, all of them will be taken through, because even my secretary is one of them. My PA, part of the problem.
Can we go to the minutes? The minutes of the and you see that they are, some of them, they are not recommendation, so the recommendation are in the report. Page 1 of the 10th of the 10th of October minutes, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5,
page 6, Honorable Mukhlala.
But utaba ya bank re raise issue ya interest and interest where they even mention a huge interest, and then we did not agree with that. We said I think going forward they must go and relook on that. I don't see it appearing. Thank you.
I think
it's
not
that,
just
welcomed everything. Thank you.
Okay, I think we did indeed. The secretary corrects that. Can we get the mover for the adoption of the minutes with correction? Honorable Mashego. Honorable Mashego. Just move for the record, Honorable Mashego.
I moved.
Seconda. Honorable Mvana.
I second you.
Thank you. Minutes of the 11th October 2019. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6.
Chair, I have a question. The Minister on the Estate Agency Affairs Board, as you'll recall, I raised a number of questions and concerns regarding the issuing of more than 40,000 BEs to the kids to private individuals and not juristic individuals that does not respect, and nor do their responses on how they plan on getting individual persons BE certificates in terms of the new property practitioners act that does not reflect, and it is significant. So I'd like that to be amended, please. And then I also raised concerns over the payment of interest to the trust.
Look at page 8, Honourable Member.
Okay, all right, that's okay. So the BE is satisfied. But the okay, Anna, okay, all right. I'm covered, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10, page 11, page 12, page 13. Can we get the mover for the adoption? Honorable Powell move, seconder. Honourable members, second, Powell has moved for the adoption of the minutes. Mm-hmm. Honourable Seki. Honourable Seki, second, and the minutes are duly adopted. The 15th of October 2019, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7, page 8, and page 9. Can we get a mover for the adoption? Honorable Zeke, for the adoption of the minutes. Thank you, Honorable Zeke, seconder. Honorable Mvana. Thank you very much. The minutes are duly adopted as a true reflection of the meetings of the 15th. Announcement and any other business must never appear on our agenda. Any other business so can have announcement. Announcement is that members were still busy with the applications for the oversight. So we'll give you information as it when is adopted. On next week Tuesday, we'll be joined by the COGSTAR committee. So that will be good. The discussion will be very good for both two portfolio committees. That is it, and then I take this opportunity to thank everybody who came to the meeting, and the meeting is closed. Mm-hmm. Yes?
After clarity, we received a message.
With social development. Okay, maybe the one thing is that Mr. Mashego and other political parties will receive the letter from the office of the chair that the report will not be discussed. Parties will allow to do declaration for 2 minutes. So you have to prepare for declaration for 2 minutes for the report. Thank you very much.
The meeting is
adjourned.
Yes.
Yes, I know the meeting is adjourned. Chair, there's just one thing that is a bit worrisome. Is this thing of the Friday meeting. I know that in the past we have asked you to look at the thing of Friday meetings, since most of our members is going away on a Friday, and the Friday is quite hectic, even if it means that we have to sit on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, it's fine. But I think we need to reschedule this Friday thing.
Can we look at the discussion just for the media discussion and see how then we can have a huge chapter building? Can you suspend that if it's like this to the next one?
No problem.
Can you remind us to talk about it?
I don't think we are going to talk about it.